Now, friends, we've come to a very difficult section here in the fourth chapter of 1 John for many reasons. One of the reasons is that we're dealing with the spirit world here, of which none of us know too much about. And the second thing is we're in the devil's territory. And I've always found that when I preach on the devil, when I was a pastor, when I talked on him, he always managed to cause some interruption in the service. Generally, he'd pinch some baby, and we'd have trouble in that area. Or someone would cause a disturbance in the service. It's amazing how he works. And there are other reasons, but we're coming to a very important section, and you can go off the deep end on this section and become rather fanatical. And again, I think there's been too much occupation today in this particular area on the part of Christians. But we do need to know about it, and we intend to spend as much time as we think is important in this area. Now, that's important to know. We're given a warning here against false prophets, and they are generally involved in prophecy. That's the thing that marks them. Now, let's look at this, because this idea of lovey-dovey today that the liberal talks about, it slops over on every side. That's not what the Word of God teaches. Paul, you remember, prayed for the Philippians. He says, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. And that's Philippians 1:9. Now, Paul prayed that their love might abound in knowledge and judgment. Don't be taken in by everyone that comes along and says he's a Christian, because a lot of them are not. I think I'll have time to tell this little story, which I told some time ago. When I first became pastor downtown Los Angeles, I discovered this later, that all of these bums, and that's the best word I know for them, they take advantage of you. And so one Sunday morning after the service, those that had come forward were being dealt with, and one of them said he wanted me to talk with him. Well, I was quite flattered when the personal worker came and said, this man wants you to talk with him. So I went over and I gave him the plan of salvation, and he seemed so interested. In fact, I'd read a verse and he'd take the Bible and he'd want to read it. He knew what he should do. And so he said he would accept Christ. We got down on our knees and he shed tears and we got up. And then I made the mistake of asking him how he was getting along. I shouldn't have asked that. But he told me. He said, well, I hate to say this, but he says, my suitcase is down yonder in a hotel. It was one of the cheap hotels in the downtown area. And he said, they won't let me have my suitcase because I can't pay my bill. And he said, I'm greatly embarrassed by it. And I said, how much is it? And he said, $7. Well, what are you going to do with a man that apparently has just accepted the Lord? And he's lost his suitcase. Well, I gave him $7. And I went out and got in the car. My wife was waiting for me. And I became very expansive. I told her how I had done this, you know, and how wonderful it was. Well, time went by, and about 6 weeks, I saw his picture in the paper. He'd been arrested, and he made the statement, among other things. He said he lived in Los Angeles for 6 months, and he said, I've lived off of the preachers. He says they are the biggest saps there are in the world. Well, I happen to be one of them, and I called up a good friend of mine then, Dr. Bob Schuler, who was down at the Trinity Methodist Church, and I said, did he come see you? He said, yes. And I said, well, did he get to you? And he said, no. He said, did he get to you? And I said, yes, he got to me. He says, well, Vernon, I've been in downtown Los Angeles longer than you have, and I've had a little more experience. He says, don't let them take you in. Remember, the Bible says to try the spirits, to see whether they are of God or not. And he said, a lot of these are phonies. Well, he was a phony, but he took me for $7. And after that, I made the statement, don't ever come down and ask me for $7 to get your suitcase out of a cheap hotel, because I'm not about to give it to you. I learned my lesson. Now, Paul prayed that they might grow in their love, but in judgment and in knowledge. Use it wisely. You be very careful.